will be the partner of the mighty man, the soul man himself, Rocky Johnson. Rock, got yourself quite a partner for this international challenge.
You all seen it. You see my main man out there. You know, it ain't no big thing. You know, Superstar Bill Dundee, he's my main man, but he's tied up. And I'm after that diamond and Tanaka for the international belt. So I got on the telephone and I called my good friend, the Superfly. I said, brother, get on the first thing that smokes.
Brother.
And get your honey
he's
over
unnecessarily
here.
Unnecessarily.
We got to take care of some
huge
business. International belts, Diamond and Tanaka. And he said, Rock, it'd be a pleasure, Rockster. And brother, Monday night, I'll tell you what, I'm going to get over here and brag and sound
physically
like we're
going to
do this and we're going to do that. And it's going to be easy
we'll
because
go with
it's
that.
Not. They're the champions. We're the challengers. We got to come to them. But
huge.
When I got a partner, brother, coming 15 feet off them Darbros in the air on you,
I mean,
I sure
you know,
I got
black
a good
wrestlers
partner.
Was built
hey,
like
listen,
that back in the day.
That's facts,
that's such
though.
A spectacular
you're
thing.
Looking
take
like
a look,
Ahmed, Johnson, Farouk, they all
Jimmy Superfly Snuka as he comes flying off that top rope. Boy, this guy is.
Even if you look at Ryan Simmons,
he just sails through the air.
Well, that's what
across the ring and
oh, yeah,
when he does it,
he
gets
it.
Told you I had a rough
week. He didn't get that name. He earned it, the Superfly, brother, and that's what it's all about right there. So with him on my side, brother, we're going to get down
super
and do everything we can because Diamond's a knocker for what you did to my friend, Bill Dundee, brother.
There
we got
is.
A score to settle, and we're going to do it all Monday night. I'm all finished talking last because I'm going to get over here and brag
oh,
and say we're going to do this and going to do that.
Yep.
All I got to say, brother, you guys show up. We'll do the rest. And as always, it's a pleasure talking to you.
We'll see you back.
Hey, the
yes.
legendary,
the late,
great, is Soul Man Rocky Johnson, man.
Yes, prayers, condolences to the family, to the Rock.
Rest
yes,
in power,
sir.
My king,
and not the Rock
man,
knowledge.
All of the NOI family, all of the Bowles family, man. We
that's
all
sad,
of the Johnson
man.
Family, man. Much love to each and every single one of you. That's a legend that birthed another legend that paved the way for a bunch of other future legends. So, who
one
was
of
next to legends?
Like you really hope their family is doing the best they can. You know, they're super family oriented.
Absolutely.
I don't know if y'all ever read that the book that The Rock put out. He put out a book. Honestly, the title is preceding me, but he actually goes into detail like on how much his father was the influence to him without being the influence to him. So you got to
figure
imagine,
his dad was there and his dad wasn't there.
Yeah. But,
interesting.
But he was he casted such a huge influence over The Rock that, you know, he was obviously, you know, walked in his father's, you know, boots. So,
did he ever?
You know,
that's almost an understatement.
And, then,
and took it to that next level.
I'm not
sure if you guys saw Hobbs and Shaw, but that's probably how they're getting together right now.
Yeah,
that's probably how they're getting
absolutely.
Together right now. So rest in power, our king.
Yes, sir, man.
Soul
Rocky
man,
Johnson.
Rocky
soul
Johnson.
Man. And you know who we are.
It's Mega Ran, T. Cole. Rock knowledge.
That's me.
Can you edit that G1? It ain't Mega Ran. He's been here.
He's still curator.
This dude was talking about going on other people's podcasts.
Yeah, he was. You saw me drop that.
Ladies and gentlemen.
In his backyard.
We are back.
A podcast that he started. And he's like.
And he's trying to get on other people's podcasts?
Yeah, we are back in the building. This is the Matt Mania podcast, recording live from the illustrious DigiLabs Arena. I am here, Rock Knowledge. I am here with T. Call the Villain, Neo X, G1 to the rescue.
Ooh, wee.
T care if don't nobody else care.
Creepy Tiki in the building.
Too sweet.
Let's go then.
Want to remind y'all to go to patreon.com, search the Matt Mania podcast, and do our favorite thing, which is what, gentlemen?
Pay that money.
Make it rain.
Money.
Yes, but actually, give us real money, not Okada bucks. We don't,
you
cannot pay for the Patreon with Okada bucks.
No monopoly.
But the thing is, you can't connect the Okada bucks to your digital
currency.
I mean, if you could. Then,
if you can send
us
Okada bucks, though, that'd be dope.
That'd be really cool if you could send us Okada bucks.
Yo, so that's something that I want to do this year.
Matt
Mania, get a P.O.
Matt
box.
Mania Nichols.
Oh, get mail?
Yeah, so that we can start having fans send us stuff in. So, like, we get a P.O. box, and then y'all can send us, like, wrestling-related shit or shit y'all want us to talk about. So
yeah, we appreciate
y'all can send
that.
Us. We'll take Okada bucks. We'll take signed
posters.
We can
posters. Go old school. We
we'll
like fan
pack.
Mail.
You can send a pack through.
We'll take pops.
We love those. I love those.
Yo, I saw the illest
vinyl
thing.
Figures.
Yo,
all
speaking
that
of pops,
stuff.
And I almost bought it, but it was, like, $70. There's a custom Becky Lynch pop
ooh.
From the Bloody Face SmackDown episode. Oh, wow. So it's customized Buddy Face blue SmackDown shirt.
With a bloody nose.
I almost bought it. It was 70 bucks, though.
Speaking of Rand, he shared that damn, I Am Iron Man pop in the damn.
Who?
Who's that?
Oh, my God.
Who?
He shared that I Am Iron Man pop in the chat. Yo, that shit.
You know what that is?
Amazing. Y'all so funny.
Yo, can y'all hear me okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come up to speaking to the mic a little bit.
But fans, let us know how you feel about that. If you want to be able to mail us stuff in, old wrestling DVDs, you might want us to check out.
I got an old SummerSlam DVD.
Custom swag, custom shirts I want to make. Yeah. Little arts, exactly. Little postcards.
You know?
Veronica's actually sending me some mail already. She literally did what she said she was going to do. She handwrote the Oscar shit from last podcast and is mailing it to me in paper form so I can mail it back to her.
Veronica's dope. I really want to meet her one day.
Rock.
Dave.
Fuck you, man. You better do a better version of that.
I will, because I'm embarrassed by that shit. It was horrible.
Yeah, did you go back and listen to it?
It was terrible. And if you don't know what we're talking about, it's because you are not a member of the Patreon-only Matt Mania exclusive. Exactly. Exclusive.
You didn't pay the money.
You didn't pay that money to get them episodes. Mm. So you have no idea what you're missing. And honestly,
I'll keep it at that.
Yeah.
And there it is. And just know there'll be more greatness coming to the Patreons. So check that out. The other way you can support the show is please visit our Pro Wrestling Tees haberdashery.
Haberdashery.
And please search Matt Mania Podcast on the Pro Wrestling Tee store. Again, we're listener supported by you. So if you can purchase our shirts, it's going to help us gain, obviously, more money, but also the fact that it's going to help us unlock the ability to gain more or to put out more content for you. Because again, Pro Wrestling Tees will limit what we can put out because we need to make more numbers.
And so, y'all definitely,
so help us help you.
Y'all definitely want to help us gain XP so that we can unlock new.
Have you seen the artwork on T Call's albums? Do you know how many connects he may have? May have.
Yeah.
A lot.
He may have a lot. And therefore, those connects could be on our clothing.
How many connects you got? A lot.
May have.
A lot.
Mother may I.
So yeah, so visit our Pro Wrestling Tee store and pick up one of the shirts. We really appreciate it. And then put it on your back and post
ladies, put it on your chesticles.
Post it on Instagram, which is Matt Mania Pod. Post it on Twitter, which is Matt Mania Podcast. And you can follow us, share us, like us, subscribe us. And yeah, do all that fun stuff. And obviously, if this is your first time listening, please go to the archives and check out all the fun stuff that you might have missed.
Oh, if it's your first time, you're getting your cherry popped right now.
Hey, and shout outs to you, Larry. Thanks.
Larry!
We're going to continue that gratitude train to Larry. Oh, yeah. Larryville.
We forgot to put the call out to see who wanted us to put the call out tonight.
Yeah. Again, that's a work in progress.
You can hop on the Twitters right now and be like, yeah, who wants to call tonight?
Yo, throw that out there real quick. excuse me. But yeah, we back. We here, boys. It's really good to see y'all.
Yeah.
G1 said he haven't been having a good week. But hey, yeah. You here, dog?
Shit been rough.
Yo, count this as a reset, my guy.
Yeah.
All right? It's a new week. We here.
For sure.
We're with family. Let's collaborate. Let's, again.
The week always starts when you hear us.
Absolutely.
No matter what day of the week it is.
That's facts.
That's facts. So we here. We here for you. And you're here for us.
Hey, man. And again, we greatly appreciate the support. We already know that we got a ton of wrestling to talk about. Me and Amy were just talking about how cool both NXT and AEW was on Wednesday. Both shows were really a hell of a lot of fun.
Super Saiyan 3.
And real shit. Hey, congratulations on our order for...
We'll get there.
We're going to get to the human suplex
for Rob Van Dam?
We'll get there.
No. I wasn't talking
Rob
about
Van Dam is the motherfucker.
Rob Van Dam is the man.
Rob Van Dam should get congratulations all year long.
Well, yeah,
I'm starting my 365 days of...
I just figured out
of RVD.
I might actually watch Impact now because I was actually thoroughly entertained by that Rob Van Dam promo video.
Yeah.
Rob Van Dam, he ain't fell off. That man ain't.
Nah. And Impact has been really entertaining. Like, we don't talk about it much,
but
I have.
He's just able to be more of himself.
Yeah. I don't like the racist champion, though.
chick.
Oh, Tessa Blanchard. Oh, that's puta. A whole nother.
Did y'all dive into that, though?
She's a puta.
What do you mean? We just started. We ain't dived into anything.
No, I'm saying outside of the podcast.
No. We should.
I seen all the tweets. It's terrible. Puta. I seen every girl who responded to that. I'm like, damn, really? That's what was going down?
But then there was a tweet that came from the actual, you know, I guess victim, you would say.
I mean, I would rather just like to talk about how the chick had whipped cream on her titties and Rob Van Dam was, you know.
Let's kick it back to Impact. Yeah. On a positive note. Exactly.
Yes, Rob Van Dam had two whipped cream clad titties.
Exactly. He had two cupcakes.
Wrestling is.
He had what?
Cupcakes.
So he had a quadro of cupcakes.
Well, only two of them had whipped cream on it. So he only had two cupcakes.
2 + 2. Oh.
But he didn't have four. He had two cupcakes and two titties.
Was it the other woman also? The blonde girl?
The blonde girl was the only one who had the whipped cream.
Yeah, Katie Forbes didn't have. Katie Forbes kind of, her titties were hidden more because they're big.
They're bigger. And then the other one was just whipped cream.
They were both wearing G-strings, though.
I could have sworn. Can you Google that photo? Thongsticles.
She said Google that. Yeah, can you Google that? Can you put that on the screen?
That is not going to be the artwork for the episode. That is not going to be. Actually, that should be the artwork for the episode.
Yeah. And then while we're talking about that, have you guys ever had that for you?
What?
Have you ever had
like food
either? No, not just using food in the bedroom, but have you ever had the titties or the ass served up to you like a birthday cake?
Look at creepy tiki, man.
With whipped cream and sprinkles?
I can't.
Not even 15 minutes in and creepy tiki is breaking it down.
Like, I've had the edible lubricants.
Yeah.
But not as much as for it to be served up in like whipped cream or saucy.
He said like, our saucy.
Whipped cream, yes.
Okay, there it is.
Chocolate syrup, yes.
Call me boring. I'm just not really into the food.
That's
shit.
That's how you get ants.
Boring.
It's kind of.
That's how you get ants.
It's just kind of.
Well, I don't really like
that's how you get ants.
I don't really like the sticky stuff. So even like when you were saying the edible like syrups or stuff like that, or like I know they make like body butters and lotions and stuff like that.
It's both girls.
But shit like chocolate syrup, it's too sticky, man. It's like even after you've eaten it up, it's like a sticky residue, you know.
Because Teek is saying only one of the women.
Yeah, I think only one of the women
had whipped cream. I thought it was both women. That
gentlemen,
had cream.
Are we really fact checking this?
We are fact checking.
We're fact checking.
Keep it going. Keep it going.
Whether or not it was four whipped cream areolas or two.
Wow, that's deep.
And we don't fact check.
But we fact checking right now.
G1 is thoroughly fact checking.
Like G1 is watching.
I mean, I have no choice. I'm the one with the computer.
I said fast forward
what you mean?
To the content.
How can I fast? That
G1
is the
got
content.
It in super slow-mo.
What you mean?
He's all...
He said fast forward the content. G1 watch.
I'm like, the whole damn thing is content. It's 5 minutes of these chicks and fucking...
We're really doing a breakdown of this shit. Did it go out?
Anyway.
And this is what you can expect.
Yeah, this is the shit that we do on Matt Mania Podcast. We are probably the most outlandish wrestling podcast you will listen to. But
well, I'm sorry. G1. It's the only podcast you listen to.
That's facts also.
Keep it correct.
Hey, man, but we going to get into
one
of everybody's favorite segments on our show, man. Let's talk about the illustrious Put Over segment of Matt Mania Podcast for good old MMP. Look here, man.
Wow.
So we're gonna kick things off. Over here to my left, Mr. Pompous Pompadour, the wonderful Latino.
Oh, shit.
The wonderful Latino.
The wonderful Latino. Yeah.
I'm still waiting for a better intro.
Hey, man, you don't like the wonderful Latino? I dug into the back of my mind for that.
The wonderful really? Latino,
the back of it? Yeah. The back of your mind?
Yeah.
All right.
Pompous Pompadour, I fucks with that.
Pompous Pompadour is dope. The wonderful Latino, man. The ever so awesome Latino.
I mean, you could have just called him Latino Heat.
Hey, I mean, that's, fire. You know, yeah.
And when he drinks too much, he's Latino Sleep.
Oh,
yeah.
And when he in that mood, he's Latino Freak.
Yeah, whichever one.
Latino Creep.
Yeah, man, we're going to get into our put over segment.
When we go to the Curvy Con, I can go as El Freaky Neo.
El Freaky
creepy,
Neo.
You'd be Creepy Neo. Creepy Neo. Creepy Tiki.
I like
with the Creep Boys.
The Creep Boys.
What was it on Creep
Squad? Nah, you can't be the Creep Squad, son.
We can't be the Creep Squad.
Nah, because then who's Rich Dollars and who's Peter Guns?
No, I know. We're not that nasty. Our old.
That's right. Y'all are hilarious, man. Hey, I'm gonna start playing this when we do put
like,
overs.
Y'all know
what
like
this
being
is?
The creeps instead of being the elite, you know?
Be the creeps.
Be the creeps.
Be the creeps.
Okay.
Yo, there we go.
All right, so I stumbled upon an album today by the artist. His name is Crime Apple.
Okay.
This your first delving into Crime Apple?
Yeah, first dive into Crime
Apple.
What's
the name of this project that you checked out?
This one is called the Perfect 3 EP. So I liked it. I found it on Spotify. It was kind of one of those things like, well, here's what's recommended for you. And I really enjoyed it because, you know, there's like really good beats. There's really good lyrics. But also he throws in a lot of like, you know, Spanish lyrics as well. So I can really appreciate that. And, yeah, I liked it. It was a good bump, you know, and...
I'll give you more reason to like him, Neo.
Okay.
Is that, obviously, you like him because of the Spanish influence. He's got a project with...
Well, the Spanish
that
influence
that he did with DJ
one.
Muggs called Modelo.
Oh, okay.
But he also has a 3-EP project called The Perfect Series.
So that was one of them, the Perfect 3.
Okay, that's what you were listening to, Perfect 3. You had a Street Fighter shit.
Yeah, and that was the other thing that I was going to say. Like, there was a lot of Street Fighter influence because what really drew me to it was the artwork shows Ryu getting electrocuted.
Right.
And I thought that was dope. So just something like that was enough to grip me, and I just, you know, kind of took this U-turn and listened to this album from front to back. It's 22 minutes long.
So he's got all three of them put together on one?
No. This one's just the Perfect 3 one. Everyone take your seats. But yeah. Please. But I'm sure they're all on Spotify. But this is the first one that I saw.
Is
the Perfect 3
one. Does that one got Dalsim on it?
No, this one has the...
I'm playing a little
like,
bit
like
of...
the Zangief's truck.
I'm playing... Okay. Yeah, that's actually what I'm playing. I'm playing Ballistic Missile Banquet.
Yeah.
AKA and then / Zangief's truck.
So it was dope. Like, I really enjoyed it. The lyrics were dope. The fact that he's those, you know, has a little Latin, you know, a little Spanish lyrics in there. I think that's really cool. So
what is he, Latino? What is he, like, bump. Puerto Rican, Dominican, you know? You know what he is?
Nah, he's from New York, though. You know? So, what's out there?
Puerto Ricans, Dominican,
every damn thing.
So he's one or all of those.
Okay. Every damn thing.
Okay. Exactly. I said one or all.
Right.
All for one and one for all.
That's what's up. Well, you know how we love to support independent music,
his
man.
His Twitter
so.
Handle is Monteca.
So... You know how we love to support independent music, so that's definitely funny. Go check out Crime Apple. His name is Crime Apple in all caps spelled together.
It was really dope. He's, he's a Colombian rapper.
Yeah.
And DJ Muggs went to Colombia. That's where they recorded his project at.
What? Yeah. Shout out to DJ Muggs. Legendary. Hey, man. But, yeah, go check out Crime Apple. Go check out Perfect.
Perfect in music. It's one of those things where it's kind of rare for me to dip into that music, but when it grabs me... Grabs me in a special way.
But yeah, but you said that the reason that it grabbed you was because of the artwork. So shout out to the artwork as well because you said it was in your albums that you might like section or something on Spotify.
Bingo.
And then you were like, oh, what's this? Street Fighter? Let's check it out.
Thank you, Spotify. Appreciate that. Dope.
All right, man, we're going to throw it over to my brother T. Call.
Who's next, boys? Which one do y'all want to go?
Creepy Tiki.
Throw it to Creepy Tiki. What you got on your put over, man? What's going on?
Let me see.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Who's got it queued up? G1?
All right. All of, since you're looking for yours.
Okay, go ahead.
I'll go ahead and do mine. I'll keep it music.
Yes, sir.
Putting over a joint by my bro, TSOI member, Judgment. This is family right here, man. This is produced by The Preminist. Off his new album called Cheap Is Nothing. This joint is called Boot.
What's the name of the album?
Cheap as nothing.
Cheap as nothing. Judgment and The Preminist.
This is Boot. He's my favorite rapper.
Thought I was your favorite rapper.
Hey. That ain't made it awkward.
No. I guess I'm just Phoenix's favorite rapper.
There you go.
Hey. He's my favorite rapper.
Hey.
perspective. I was bumping that back black up like it is.
Oh yeah, because you must have been the one who posted it. You were in the mood, huh? What your worst nightmare find scarier? I'm not impressed by sound barriers. It's good, man. It gets better the more I listen to it. This is good, too, though. I'm not trying to overtalk with this.
Oh, you good.
This is dope, actually.
This is hard.
I've never heard of Betty Boop. This is Fallout in
its final stage. Yeah, I never heard of Betty Boop sampling a beat, neither. This is a first.
That's prime right
Yo,
there
I'm about
for
to,
you.
I'm going to keep it music, too.
Are you just going
to
take over my putover right now? And...
No. After you're dead, I said I'm going to keep it music. So you said this is TSO by a member who?
This is Judgment right here.
Judgment.
Yeah. It's just, I'm keeping it TSO because there's some shenanigans that are going on right now with Digilabs.
Is this new?
No. This okay. is the most recent song off the project, though. Should be coming out sometime this spring.
Oh, no. So it's going to be off a new project?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
That's what I was saying. We're not listening to
no.
a throwback.
Nope. So I'll put okay. we'll throw the link you want to grab it on Bandcamp. He has other projects up
yeah.
there, too, called Grindhouse.
Mm-hmm. We'll put the link up on
Everything is Terrible.
The Matt Mania Twitter.
And TSOI, those is legends out here.
Yeah,
yeah, we are.
In Phoenix, Arizona.
We
so.
Are indeed. I say we because it's tattooed on my wrist.
That's real.
So,
that's crazy.
Done that.
Rock Knowledge has done poetry for two.
I thought that was an eyeball.
It yeah, is.
That's
it
the that's the
TSOI, the Society of Invisibles.
Interesting. Yeah.
That is
the
our
Invisible
logo.
Men.
Very, very.
And there's somebody
dope.
In the other studio recording a diss track against a TSOI member, and it's fucking hilarious to me.
Oh,
it sounds like.
Man.
Wait, what's the name of the guild or the crew?
The Society,
the
of,
Society
Invisibles.
Of Invisibles.
It sounds like a Skyrim crew. Like,
it came out in 2006.
So it, when Elder
Scrolls
came
out.
Oh
wow! Out. Just before I moved here.
It sounds no. like an Elder Scrolls crew.
It, not at all.
That's hilarious.
Yo, AG1, why they're discussing where he got the name of TSOI?
Yeah.
So
why
don't you
pull this
there?
Up for me on Spotify?
Oh, it's not okay. that serious. I just think it's funny.
Vinny Vendetta.
I'm 39 years old.
Skinny Vendetta.
Vinny.
V-I-N-N-Y.
Rap Beef is funny to me.
Vendetta.
Okay.
Local
and
Rap
then
Beef.
The project is called Voldemort.
Like the,
he who
shall not be named.
The wasn't Voldemort a wizard in Harry Potter?
Yeah.
He's
who shall
not be.
I know something.
He's a warlock.
Where's the bells at? Ding it up for this guy right
Rock
now.
Rock
he knew
something.
He knew a pop culture reference.
That wasn't wrestling hip hop movie. Yeah,
right. There you go.
Hey.
This producer, man.
Fun fact,
yeah,
I have never seen a Harry Potter movie.
He Who Shall Not Be Named.
Yeah, I ain't seen a Harry Potter movie neither. I haven't seen a full one.
I haven't seen a one.
You got it up?
No,
Pause.
I see.
Man.
I see Vinny Vendetta. Oh, wait.
Voldemort.
Oh, Vinny Vendetta. Oh, they spelling his name all weird. Okay,
because
Vendetta
like
is not
normally spelled
like this. So.
Who's calling me?
Chainsaw. Right. Who's calling you who doesn't know that you're potting right now?
Who want to do some potting?
All right, so we'll play a little bit.
So
of this,
the track I want you to play is never
mind.
Poltergeist.
Oh, I was just about to play that. That's
okay.
Fine. All right.
Yeah, more, The Dark Lord.
Ooh.
Right, so like this, when I was listening to this shit, when I found this shit, I had to hit him up. I was like, this is the type of shit I fuck with, like some shit that's like you took a project, tried to like theme it around that, and then the dark songs, the wordplay.
Record labels is worse, vampires with the bite. Vikings is out at night, slicing from out of sight. So you better watch your body when the minions about to strike.
Yes, sir.
Genetics, ethics,
where's he from?
You can forget
East, like they all are.
So descriptive, Teague. You've done your homework on this guy.
I mean, this was off the top of the head. Let me give my man a shout out. But yeah, so I know if you go to like his Instagram or his Twitter or whatever, I think his handle is He Who Shall Not Be Named. And then, yeah, so he's got tracks on here like Lord Baltimore. He's got Slytherin, Horcrux, Deathly Hallows. There's no Hufflepuff song. Death Eaters. So
I'm seeing
yeah.
a common theme here.
Yeah, exactly.
Bunch
so
dark wizards, bunch yeah. of warlocks.
It's
dark magic.
Scram sorcerers.
So look out for something with me and him soon. I'm gonna have to get some work in with Vinny Vendetta after listening to this project. I told him he's on the same shit that I'm on, so you'll see a T call Vinny Vendetta track soon.
Oh.
and right from absolutely. My now, here we go now. This is dope. I definitely got to take a listen to him. I definitely am liking some of the vibe to this stuff for sure. So, yeah, shouts out to Vinny Vendetta, Voldemort.
All I'm saying is G1 better have a music put over, and it better not be Micro Machines.
Micro Machines. I've never put over Micro Machines.
He's saying keep it like everybody else and keep it music.
Oh, I guess. But anyway. No, my put over is music. So, a few months back on the podcast, we talked briefly about the nominees for the Songwriters Hall of Fame. And now the people who are actually going into the Songwriters Hall of Fame this year have been officially announced. And among those people that we named a few months ago, it's a very short list that's going in. And that's Mariah Carey, the Isley Brothers, the Eurythmics. Eurythmics.
Okay.
Yeah. Eurythmics, Steve Miller, and among those, my two favorite producers of all time, Pharrell and Chad, a.k.a. the Neptunes, have officially been inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. That's not the only reason.
Didn't I see some stuff about like Biggie getting
Biggie's going to the Rock and Roll. It's Biggie and somebody else is going to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, which is
Whitney Houston.
Biggie and Whitney Houston, absolutely.
I was about to say some ignorant ass shit. I was about to say the chick from Pusha T's album cover.
What the fuck?
Because Whitney Houston didn't pop in my head fast enough, but then it did. I know who she is.
Oh, my God.
But when you have to word associate, and that was what I was about to say.
That's bad, bro.
Critique is too supreme.
That's so terrible. But they're not the only reason. Like I said, we got to show love to Mariah. We got to show love to the Songwriters Hall of Fame. So far, people like Jay-Z and quite a few others have been inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame. It's a really short list, though. So, you know, that's like prestigious. That's almost more prestigious than like getting a Grammy Award or something like that. The cats that are in there, man, like,
you're hot in here.
Not because of the fire that's in that room.
Oh, my God. Hey. So we know Mariah Carey has had consecutive number ones.
It's Neo, so
we know that the Isley Brothers have had consecutive number ones. We know the Eurythmics have had consecutive number ones. And we know Steve Miller has had consecutive number ones. And we know what Pharrell and Chad do. And from what they're saying on an interview that I heard recently, they're getting back to that. So going forward in 2020, we're going to hear a bunch of new not Pharrell productions, not Chad productions, but Neptunes productions going into 2020. I'm really excited about that. And for those of you that are fans, they got a CBS interview coming early tomorrow morning with Pharrell and Chad in the studio. So take a look, check your local listings for CBS, watch that interview, because I'm definitely going to be watching it on the road on my way to NAMM in Anaheim. So shouts out to everybody who's inducted this year in the Songwriters Hall of Fame amongst that short list of legends. Much love to everybody, including Pharrell and Chad. So that's my put over, and that's our put over segment. Of course, you already know what to do, Matt Maniacs. If you have anything in particular you want to put over, let us know on the Twitters, let us know on the Gram. Hit us up, Matt Mania Podcast on Twitter, Matt Mania Pod on Instagram. You already know what we do. Let's go then.
I got a put over 1.5 for y'all real quick. I just want to... Because we shouted out Rob Van Dam in the beginning for being like having a phenomenal just
evening,
being a phenomenal man.
Yeah.
You know,
living his best life.
And I want to give a shout out because this movie is coming out today. Actually was the first day of his release. So I want to shout out Will Smith.
Yeah.
And I don't know what movie you thought I was talking about. I'm talking about Bad Boys.
Yeah. You went from Rob Van Dam to Will Smith. It was kind of weird.
You just said, well, I'm like, are you going to give Martin some love?
Yeah. Okay. No, also. But I'm.
Right.
Before I could get there, you was like, "Oh, yeah, Will Smith and Martin."
Bad Boys for Life.
You feel a certain type of way. You thought I wasn't gonna give Martin no love.
I didn't know. I didn't know if you had beef.
No beef. Why would I have beef with Martin?
Why you gotta wait for the punchline.
Yeah, man. That's real, man. We love
Will Smith. You know, also being a rapper just with the crazy rebrand that he did. You know, going from rapper to vlogger. And then still being in movies.
Some would say the most influential rapper of our lifetime.
Who said that?
Rand did on Twitter.
Did he really?
Yeah, that's why he got ate alive by the Eminem fans. When we were talking about it in the group chat.
Yeah, I don't agree with Rand about that. Will Smith is not the most influential rapper.
Sounds like Ludacris or something.
This is Party Starter. It do kind of sound like Luda. Party Starter from Lost and Found. This is probably one of Polo da Don's first major productions.
You should have played his. Why are you playing this? You should have played his most recent song. You should have played the one that he. You should have played the one he did on.
This is Will Smith's song.
Sounded like Ludacris.
I don't listen to this.
You should have played the one that he did for Aladdin with DJ Khaled. Hey.
Yeah, I'm probably not gonna play that, but you know, it's definitely.
I don't know why you're playing them anyway.
I don't either.
Hey, again,
go see Bad Boys for Life. I just wanted to shout out Bad Boys for Life.
So why can't I play some Will?
Why are these people like already throwing like mad shade at Bad Boys 3 on Twitter? People on Twitter were just saying like it was just a shit movie off the jump.
You just answered your own question with what you just said.
People on Twitter.
All I said was, why are people?
People on Twitter hate everything.
I haven't seen it yet, but I mean,
and that's the thing.
I've heard good things about it.
I heard, but there was no substance to back up those claims. It was ridiculous.
Of course not. Yeah.
Have you seen the first two Bad Boys movies? If you go in to see the third one, you should know what you're going to get. So. Yeah. Is Will Smith, Martin Lawrence, and Michael Bay.
As long as it's better than Bad Boys 2, we're good.
Like a Michael Bay style run and gun type of movie. I mean, very
reminiscent.
He said
as long as it's better than Bad Boys 2.
I mean, let's keep it a buck.
So I recently watched some people on YouTube say that Bad Boys 1 is like a buddy cop action movie. And then they said Bad Boys 2 was like a fever dream.
Wow. The original Bad Boys is great.
Yeah, they didn't downplay it. They just said it was funny, a fever. No, that's what they said about the second one.
A fever dream?
A fever dream.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no. Yeah, I'm going to go see it. I mean, I got to go see it.
Yeah. Owen Gleiberman from Variety had mentioned that Will Smith and Martin kind of bring their A-game. They say they never let us feel like they're going through the motions. The marks might be standard issue, but they still hit them with fury and flair.
I'm sorry, are you reading reviews?
Short thing. Yeah, why not read
from, Gleiberman? You shouting people out?
No,
Andrew Gleiberman?
Owen
Gleiberman
from Variety.
Okay.
If we doing a podcast, like damn, okay, like we can't really make this shit like radio because radio they do the, they
no
nah,
because it's
it
not
like,
radio. It's just guys sitting around chatting. And if I was just sitting around chatting with my homies, I'm not gonna be like, hey.
And he's still playing his Will Smith holding it down
from Variety, my guy.
Yo, did you hear what my guy Gleiberman from Variety said?
Flame review, bro.
Oh, my God. What is the guy's name?
Anyway.
Gleiberman?
Uberman.
No, there's no glue in there anywhere. Owen Gleiberman.
Gluten-free?
Gleiberman. Yeah. Gleiberman.
This is the name of the episode.
Gleiberman.
The Gloob.
Okay. Gleiberman.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Shout out to Variety.
I guess. All right. So, anyway, I was just reading the reviews. Just goes to show you, like, yo, like, motherfuckers is fucking with it. Like, that's just a bunch of Twitter hate.
But I agree with Teek said. Like, if you've seen the first two, you should know what you're getting yourself into. Siskel and Ebert aren't fucking reviewing this.
One of those guys is dead, so it's not possible.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That was the market standard in my mind.
I think it's like Roker and Ebert or Siskel
Ebert
and
Roper.
Eagle and Roper.
Yeah. One of them. But yeah. Gleiberman from Variety is probably not watching this movie.
I mean, that shit is almost Fast and Furious, you know? So
that's a great comparison.
He watched the movie.
So
almost Fast and Furious.
Yeah. Almost Fast.
It's and Furious. Almost. It was like before, like they saw some shit on there and they was like, you know what? We can do that.
Would you call it more cars? Would you call it like more like Expendables style, where they took one movie and kind of turned it up to 10?
I'll call it Bad and Furious.
Because I saw Martin Lawrence with a minigun on a motorcycle sidecar.
Yeah.
I mean,
But that's on this one. I haven't seen this one yet. This one might be, you know, since we've had the reemergence or like the Fast and Furious movies have gotten good.
Yeah.
They did? Yeah. Yeah, you're the only one that's not watching them, man.
I've watched them, but they're not getting good.
I think it'd be refreshing to see
the creep elite over here. You know, we fucks with
y'all. The creep elite.
I think it'd be refreshing to see this one only because gross. Keep in mind,
don't do that.
Why?
Because
dicks.
Don't do that.
It's a C.
Keep in mind that this is the only movie out of the Bad Boys franchise that was not directed by Michael Bay. So I think it's just going to be interesting to see another director's take.
Wait, who's
Bad
directing
Boys.
This one?
Two guys.
Oh, yeah, it was those two guys.
Gleiberman.
Yeah, Billa Falah
and
Adil El Arbi or some shit.
Yeah,
I don't know
that's
these
those,
guys.
I fucks with Arby's.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I never heard of them, but it's still...
Those are those Indian guys.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
Didn't they do...
So imagine this with a Bollywood twist.
Your favorite
twist?
Porn?
The Bollywood twist.
There's going to be a
Bollywood for
twist?
Life?
Bollywood for life.
Oh, it was a Bollywood twist.
Do they got the Bollywood boys in it?
Yeah.
And we're back to wrestling.
Right.
Bing.
Yeah.
Pow. Boom.
But anyway, go see Bad Boys for Life because Will Smith and Martin is in it. Yeah. And it's always nice to support, you know, some bros. Definitely.
And Will Smith jumped out of a helicopter over the Grand Canyon.
On his 50th birthday.
Yeah.
Facts. So that's pretty damn fly. Hey. So, yeah, man. Wonder that's what's up. Go check that out.
What I'm going to do on my 35th? He out here jumping out of helicopters and shit into the Grand Canyon.
35th.
We should just
he did that,
that
on his 50th, bro. 35, you better go get you a drink and be the fuck cool.
Get some screwball.
This is the year of my 40th.
Oh, yeah, I'm bringing a bottle.
And?
No, I'm this is the year of my 40th, man.
Nah, that's what's up.
That's why he said something about 35. Yeah, man, I'm just about to be 35, man.
Yeah, I think I'm trying to go to Dallas for a Cowboy game.
Hey, I'm going to Houston for a Rumble.
You trying to see? You trying to see the Cowboys losing
for
person?
Birthday?
Who's your football team?
No better.
Okay.
Damn, wasn't it your team that hit the dude with the helmet scandal?
No, what the fuck was that?
That was helmet Steelers. Gate.
Yeah, that wasn't the Bears.
No, they were playing the. It was the Bears, right?
Nah, bro.
Who was it, dear?
It was the Steelers and the Browns.
The Browns and the Bears. They both were B's and they both shitty. So
the Bears is not a shitty team.
That's the most accurate thing you said.
I won't say they're a shitty team. There's definitely room for improvement. Cowboys might be a shitty team.
No. Hey,
the dude who swung the helmet at the person was a shitty individual.
This is not a sports podcast.
It's like when Adam Sandler try to jump kick someone.
This is a sports entertainment podcast. Yes,
absolutely.
They don't even do that shit in the XFL, well, yeah, man.
Let's talk wrestling.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Man, let's get into that, man.
Well, some stuff happened.
Walk it like
a bunch of shit happened. Hey,
where are we starting?
We're going to start, I guess, top of the week would be Monday Night Raw.
Top of the week would be SmackDown from
Damn,
Friday.
Damn, so we're just going to be totally – are we
going to do it from SmackDown on? Oh, yeah, that's right. Damn, we do got to do that. Okay.
I'm going to be honest.
So let's go with SmackDown.
I didn't watch that.
Oh,
so I watched anything from Monday beyond. I even snuck in Fantastica Mania. So put the horn on you because you don't watch that shit.
What the fuck is that?
Exactly. Y'all don't
I don't even know what that is.
Exactly. Y'all don't know.
Yeah.
It's majority rules. Nobody knows what that is.
I mean,
there's not majority rules on being ignorant.
This is my guy when it comes to that shit. I don't know what it is, but I listen to him talk about it. What was Fantastica Mania?
Let's get it. Let's
what was
it.
So Fantastica Mania. Mm-hmm. Fantastica Mania.
It sounds Fantastica. So it's Mexican.
Almost. It's Mexican mixed with the Japanese. So
that's dope.
It's like what's it called? Chino Bandito.
Yes. Almost.
Well, yeah. It's Chino Bandito wrestling.
Okay.
So it's the dudes from CMLL. They go
Chino
wrestle.
Chino Bandito wrestling would have been a fire promotion.
They go wrestle at New Japan.
Okay.
So they're the Mexican wrestlers with the Japanese wrestlers.
So the AAA guys go to to Japan.
Tripla.
CMLL.
Yeah.
Tripla.
It's different from Tripla.
Tripla. Okay.
Yeah. So it's a different promotion.
Oh, is that different because AAA is like people who help you with your cars and shit? Is that what you're telling me not to say like that?
The only AAA I know is baseball. Minor league baseball. Yeah. So
Tripla in Mexico is one promotion. CMLL is another promotion.
Okay.
So, you know, Fantastica Mania takes the guys from CMLL. They fly him to Japan, and they do, like, these fucking crazy, you know, just mix matches.
CMLL sounds like something that would get read to you at the end of a contract.
It's actually the, original...
All rights reserved, CMLL.
Mexican, Latin, you know, promotion.
So they go, then you get the
they're
Mexicans.
They're, like, super old school.
So they go against the Japanese boys.
Yeah.
Tear it down.
It's fun to watch. It really is.
A lot of flying, I would assume.
Gotta check it out.
Be familiar with?
Yeah, like, I think if
that
you
know, wrestled.
You guys might not be familiar with it, but like Místico.
I'm familiar with Místico. I like Místico.
Último Guerrero.
I was about to say.
Último Guerrero. Yeah.
Isn't Místico.
Titan.
Yeah, and I know Guerrero.
Is Último Guerrero related to the Guerreros?
I'm not sure, to be honest.
Is he related?
I would fact check that.
Is he related to Juventus?
But I know Místico.
I would fact check that. I'm not sure.
Místico's dope.
There's lots of dudes out there.
We're not going to fact check that, but we fact check whipped cream on titties for Rob Van Dam.
Don't you forget it.
Wait, and I'm sorry. Isn't, and I might be thoroughly wrong. But is the Místico dude, isn't that the dude from WWE who just left? Or
no.
What does he go by
the
now?
The original Sin Cara?
But he does have like
Yeah,
a
but
full...
he doesn't go by Sin Cara anymore.
No, I know he doesn't go by Sin Cara.
I thought he went
anymore.
By Místico or something like that.
People get that confused because Místico also has like a full face mask. Like, okay. So you don't see his mouth or his nose.
He goes by Kari Singh.
But yeah, it's dope. They also have like I said, Ultimo Guerrero, Barbero Carvanero. He actually comes out looking like Fred Flintstone. He comes out looking like Fred Flintstone fucking people up.
I thought you was about to say Fred Flintstone fucking people. Like, pretty sorry.
Almost.
He comes out fucking people.
What the hell?
But yeah, like, it's really cool. It's refreshing. It's the start of a new year. The Japanese crowd gets another taste of culture. And again, the Mexican crowd is represented in Japan, and it's kind of like a nice working relationship. I like it. It's probably one of my favorite things to do for the new year is watch Fantastica Mania.
Nice. And that was Neo X with the international world of wrestling.
Hey man, ain't nothing wrong with that.
No, exactly. He does dope. New Japan Corner. He puts us up on all of our triple A.
What is the Lucha Lounge when he's talking Lucha?
Lucha Lounge.
The Lucha Lounge.
Damn, so the Luchas get a lounge. The Lucha Loft get a corner.
The Lucha Loft. The Lucha Loft. Lucha Loft sounds iller.
Call the New Japan cul-de-sac.
Because they could jump off the loft. They could jump off the, like, do a springboard plancha.
That's exactly what I was thinking. Into the pussy, because where else would you do with that but in the loft?
Damn right.
Wow, that's deep.
That's what she said. Hey.
So on SmackDown, one of the first things that happened, of course, the returning John Morrison made an appearance on Miz TV.
Oh, yeah.
And he mentioned his...
So since I didn't watch SmackDown, I mean, was that some of the bigger highlights? Was just John Morrison coming out?
It was one of them, but he basically declared that he's a heel, and I think him and Miz are like kind of in cahoots again. He was saying like how disappointed he is or whatnot.
Who's Miz beefing with?
It's weird because I thought that Miz was going face. But
no,
yeah.
Because it all ties back to when I was telling you guys about everybody who fights the Fiend goes back to their previous
reverse.
Self.
Right.
So,
oh, yeah.
So WWE has been doing a long game with this, and they're even like the fact that they brought Morrison back and connected him back with the Miz and made Miz go heel again is like,
man.
After you dealt with the Fiend, it's like, damn.
I would hope like Miz in some point says, this is getting too intense. No one has my back, so I have no support here. Therefore, I needed to, you know, to try to recruit John Morrison.
Yeah, but the thing is, though, is that everybody who's done that, though, is also thinking that they're, like, doing the right thing. Because look at Seth Rollins with the, oh, I did this to save whatever.
Okay.
Like, you guys turned your back on me. And then
he got a whole clique.
And then Miz is like, no, but he did this to my family, and this is why I'm so mad, and it's like...
It works, though.
Yeah, it does.
You know, so I'll say that. Like, it works. At least it works.
Who's the big dog come
it's
out
a long, It's a long con.
The Bloodline again, no?
The Usos came out with the big dog, right? On SmackDown?
I believe so.
I didn't catch SmackDown just in all full discretion.
Yeah, man. It was Usos versus Corbin and Dolph with Reigns in the Usos corner, of course.
Speaking of Usos, they were on backstage and they actually talked about, I didn't get to see it yet, but they talked about the time off, the arrest. Yeah.
Oh,
yo, nice. Backstage is actually a really good show.
It's a good show.
They even had Freddie Prinze Jr.
Was he on there?
Yeah. So
it's always nice seeing Renee Young. Paige is there. Paige looks exquisite.
Well, this episode, they only had Renee Young and...
was she wearing leather pants?
A skirt.
Hey.
With some red bottoms. And what's her name? The Sheenom. What's her name?
Watch it talking about
Ember Sheenom. Moon.
Talking
she was
about
on
Mox Lady.
Yeah,
like
she was.
I know. Get your ass paradigm shifted.
So, Xavier Woods, homie of the show, maniac to the max.
He probably
Maniac to the max.
He probably just give you a DD Dirty.
Yo, no. DD Dirty. Not a paradigm. He pulled up a picture of Austin Creed at the what do they call it? Backstage? Well, so if you can see this picture.
Yes, Matt Maniac, see this picture through your podcast device.
No. If you can Google this picture.
Yes, watch with us. Look it up at the same time as we do,
G1
so we can watch
Googling
it together.
This picture. I wish for you
what,
to
okay,
Google.
What picture am I looking for now?
You're looking for Austin Creed at WWE Backstage.
Oh, you talking about just when they was playing the game and shit?
Any picture.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, just as long as we can see Austin Creed.
Okay.
Because there's a tweet put out that Austin Creed was looking like someone specifically. And therefore, I want to see if y'all can make that correlation. But other than that,
the only one that can see it is G1.
He's getting there.
Yeah, we need to get like a big screen
It ain't gonna be no pictures of him from that mode. They'd have to pull up a video or something. Like, because I look and it's just all pictures of him in his wrestling outfit. It's not the same. So in the mean, other things
them
that
titties.
Other things that happened on SmackDown. So in the midst of what we were just talking about with The Miz and John Morrison, of course, Kofi Kingston had a solo match against The Miz. Great match, you know, two solid workers as always. There was some interference from Big E, which caused some interference from John Morrison. And, of course, we know
some nice interference from John Morrison. Hell, out there flipping around and shit.
It's classic John. You got to love him. He never stopped. So, you know, and then, of course, Miz finished off Kingston with the Skull Crushing finale. Definitely a dope match either way.
What about the progression of the Otis and Mandy story?
It looks like Mandy.
Hey, I'm loving the social media, the Instagram, the repurposed movie covers.
You know?
Very, very, very entertaining.
Did you see the Tax Season movie cover?
Tax Season.
So look at that suit that Austin Creed is wearing. See that suit, the black and pink suit?
Uh-huh.
People were saying he looked like Pinky from Friday. from Friday, too.
and he jumping around like that.
Say it again.
That was hilarious. Yeah, and he cut a mean promo on Freddie Prinze Jr. It was actually pretty good.
Oh, nice.
Pretty good. Yeah, but, yeah, I agree with you, Rock. Fucking backstage is where it's at. It's really good.
It's a good show, man.
Yeah. The other thing that came out was kind of going back to your point, the Usos were being really real with it, saying how, like, we essentially needed to reset life. We needed to reset what we were doing. We were out there living it. And, I mean, they even said, like, yo, our kids are old enough to Google stuff and find out, like, yo, this is not how it is, fam. So good on them for just kind of, you know, reevaluating what they're doing. I hope they keep it hype, though, because they fun.
Yeah.
They fuck. But, you know, shout outs to them.
I hope they keep it good in general. Like,
yeah.
I don't want to, like, you know, 3 months down the line, like, something else happens.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I always wonder that with, like, the bad thespians. Like, when your kids get old enough to Google shit, or when they get old enough and they're in school and they're like,
I would imagine
and
that
the other
would
kids
be,
are like, yeah, I saw your mom.
I'd imagine that'd be a panel.
There's a conversation
like at
you just
AVN,
had very early.
At the AVN show.
How early are you thinking? Middle school?
13.
Sixth grade?
13.
Oh, you got to think about it, though. Like, when was, like, the first time you, like, were, like,
watching porn or jerking?
No. Like titties. Like, you saw some titties. How old were you?
Shit, I was hella young.
Shit, I don't even know the first pair of titties.
It might have been, like, 8 or 9.
I don't know
key.
If it was like a movie, and I'm not talking about a porn, but just like a movie.
Oh,
that,
wild
you know,
things.
With titties.
I'm talking about porn.
Nightmare on Elm Street probably had titties, you know?
I would say from like sixth grade on, only because like at that point, like little boys are like 11, 12 years old.
Yeah, but I remember getting porno pages from out of magazines
and you
that
also
like
gotta,
a homie gave me.
Yeah, but you also got to figure this. You also got to figure this. There could be, you know, friends of that kid who have older brothers that like, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, this is your friend's mom. Ha ha. So, I mean, I would think they would have to have a conversation with the kids early.
Yeah, I had older brothers. So, you know, it was a little different for me. I might have got exposed to some shit. I might have got exposed to some shit a little sooner than most people would expect it. But
I was 11 years old.
You know, yeah, I was probably about 8
Fire
or 9.
Fire Station 51.
I was 8 or 9. He was either
they had all the team
one member of the Booty Talk series or one member of the All That Ass series.
I got
this was VHS.
I got the craziest story. It ain't even the craziest story. It's probably like 3 minutes or whatever, but I'm going to tell y'all on the
Patreon. Yeah, because they're not. Yeah, they're not. Yeah.
No, it's got to do with a porn star also. So tune
nice.
In.
Nice. So then.
And
nobody,
no, it wasn't me lasting 3 minutes.
No.
I don't believe you.
Nobody saw. Did anybody watch UK Takeover?
I did.
I did not, sir.
So
I know that's your I know that's your jam now.
Takeover UK Blackpool was too. Fucking amazing.
Hold on.
Great
Let
show.
Let Rock talk about it because UK
the end
NXT
of it,
is his jam
yo,
now.
Yo, the ending, the end of it, yo, with the run in from the
Undisputed Era
taking out Imperium, son.
Woo. I'm ready for Worlds Collide when they go at it.
Worlds
I'm
Collide
so ready
is
for that.
Gonna be great.
Man.
And even the Dusty Classic on NXT right now is phenomenal.
Yo,
bro.
Much love to the return of,
you know,
Alex Shelley.
Is the first, fact that, sorry, okay, going go back ahead. To Worlds Collide, I'm glad that they're actually taking the concept and make and hopefully making it like an annual thing around the Royal Rumble. Yeah. You know, and not making it a tournament per se.
But making it like NXT versus it would be like their Survivor Series. Yeah.
They do NXT versus Raw next year.
But I wouldn't be mad if I did see like a maybe like a mid-card SmackDown guy or a mid-card WWE guy, 205 Live.
Jumping around.
Why not?
Yeah.
I thought it was fun. It was a good mix when we went to go watch it last year. It was fun.
That's what they did last year, and how they can build off that. Like they brought it was Worlds Collide because they were bringing the UK NXT guys over and they hadn't really got a lot of United States like exposure.
I welcome that. I hope they do it annually around the world.
It was crazy because it was on at like what, like 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock in the morning our time?
Oh, I watched that shit like the next day. But
yeah.
But
it was early live because it was live in the UK.
Yeah, yeah. No, that was such a dope show. But like even my wife was glued to that.
Other than what you were just saying about getting jumped, like what else was good about the pay-per-view?
Man.
Other than the fact that it was probably just phenomenal wrestling.
I mean, that's
Volta!
I mean, most of this because it was just that, just strong, hard hitting.
Who did Walter fight?
Walter was.
Fuck, who did he fight?
Oh, shit.
Damn, I'm drawing a blank.
I'm high.
You're high, and you got a computer in front of you. So when are you guys find out who he fought?
Yeah.
And then did the Bruiserweight fight somebody?
Pete Dunne.
I only know like four UK NXT wrestlers, and that would be Pete Dunne, Walter.
You got Mark Andrews.
The other dude.
You got...
I said who I know, okay, sir. Not who they are, but who I know. The dude with the mustache who got beat up
Joe
by Walter last
Gallus.
Time.
Yes.
What's his name, Neo?
The dude with the mustache.
you don't even know? Rock knows. Who's the guy with the mustache who got beat up by Walter at the last pay-per-view?
Oh, Tyler Bates?
Yeah, so I know Tyler Bates.
Oh, Tyler Bates.
I know.
Guy with the mustache.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
it's
was
probably
Walter,
more guys with mustaches,
Walter
but his mustache stands out. Pete Dunne. Walter, yeah. And then I guess just the rest of the Imperium.
Speaking of mustache, you know what's happening at Worlds Collide now, right? It's going to be DIY versus Mustache Mountain.
Mustache
oh
on the
my
line.
God.
What did y'all think of the Tyler Bates and Jordan Devlin match?
That shit was live.
Right?
Crazy.
Right?
Always good. I love both them guys. I've spoke out about
the
Jordan
women's. Yo, the women's UK, the women's title match was good.
Anytime like, I get to see Tony Storm booty, it's just like, Lord. I love me some Tony.
Did you just say DIY's team? Their team
sir.
Again?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. DIY versus Mustache Mountain at Worlds Collide,
that's
sir.
Be
it's
going to
lit them all.
On today's episode of NXT, Mustache Mountain, they just put out a tweet because essentially Ciampa came out to help Keith Lee, and then he got jumped by UE, and then. Gargano came and helped Ciampa.
You haven't seen NXT in forever.
I haven't seen NXT in a while, Dan, because when did Ciampa become face?
He became face because he was.
Well, he just said that he came out and helped Keith Lee, so that means that he's
face. You realize he just came back after being gone for like 6 months.
Yeah, he's been face ever since he came back.
He was face before that.
No,
though.
He was. He's,
when he got
he's
hurt,
been,
he was pretty much
oh,
face.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
he's
been in other episodes, though. You know,
he was well, like, I don't really ever think that he was face. Like he always had like a weird,
anti,
like even though
he walked
was,
that fine line,
even though
both.
He was fighting with Adam Cole and stuff, whatever, and those
had,
guys, that didn't mean
title,
that he was face.
When he had the title,
he was heel.
He was mega heel.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now that he doesn't have the title, he's in the chase picture, babyface.
Okay, yeah. Because I saw something, and it might have been from his Twitter or Instagram or something, but it was a picture of him. Talking about he won something about him wanting his life back, and it was a picture of him with
Goldie.
A title.
Yeah,
is the end game between Gargano and Ciampa? It's or Gargano and Gargano and Ciampa. Is the end game for them two?
They
to
can't
like,
do it again.
No. But no. But what if they do it? But they this time around, Johnny's the one that turns on Ciampa.
But they've done that though.
No, Johnny Gargano turning on Ciampa. Ciampa's turned on Gargano.
No, yeah,
they've done that.
They've done it. That's how long they've been doing this.
No. I've never seen it where Gargano was the initiator.
Ciampa's always been the initiator.
That's what I'm saying. So now they're back together.
No, because Gargano was doing it when he was beating Ciampa with the crutches when Ciampa was hurt.
But because he was the initiator.
Yeah, but he initiated it so long ago. But they've been running this program so long. And remember when Ciampa was trying to be cool with him again.
I don't remember that.
Like, remember the pay-per-view where Gargano did the knee and missed the knee and hurt himself?
I thought those were mind games.
Oh, shit.
They were mind games that was making him turn heel, but then that means it became situations where he was the aggressor and Ciampa wasn't. Yeah. Because he was trying to get the, I guess you would say, get the jump on him.
Yeah.
But if you're getting the jump on him, you're the aggressor. You're now heel also.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. So I'm like, they're going to end up doing that again. They're going to team these guys up until they split them up again and
try to
run that feud all over again.
They're definitely their top tier guys right now because Velveteen is out on injury. Finn Balor is going up against the young cat. Donovan.
He said the young cat.
No, he's a young boy. He's at Worlds Collide, right? He's one of the young boys.
He's like a super pale white boy with pale hair. He looks Stroganoff like a Russian. Stroganoff or something? Something like that.
Could be.
So there's that. And then
Stroganoff.
Keith Lee is going up against Roddy. For that title.
And then it's on the Cedar Air against Imperium.
Keith Lee is going against who?
Yeah. They announced that.
Keith Lee is going against Walter.
Okay. There's all four members.
I know y'all said it was Worlds Collide. I was about to say, are you telling me that we're going to get Keith Lee versus Walter for the UK title?
Sure.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Did you hear that?
What?
Because we were talking about Worlds Collide, and I just confused the match you said.
Oh.
And I said, we're going to get Keith Lee versus Walter for the UK NXT title.
I would love to see that. Jesus, why can't that happen?
And Keith Lee win it?
I would love that, too.
Would he have to go to the UK if he won it?
Oh, hell yeah.
No, I mean, like, live there because he's the champ now.
I mean, he can do dates.
Fly. It's an 8-hour
flight. Like, you just stay there for, like, 3 months. We'll let you be the champ for 3 months and then you lose.
It's an 8-hour flight, man. He can go out there for a week, come back here for a week.
There you go. I like that.
Bask in his glory.
Man, he's been doing his thing.
Check out UK TakeOver Blackpool 2. It's Blackpool 2, right?
Yeah, and then the Dusty Rhodes Classic right now.
Great tag team wrestling. I was so surprised
that the Broserweights.
Yeah.
Pete Dunne
their chemistry was.
They've been getting it cracking. Pete Dunne and Matt Riddle.
Like how many combinations just
makes people popular because people just like saying the Broserweights.
Matt Riddle came out
the Broserweights.
He's growing a mustache, and it looks terrible, but I can appreciate it.
But it's great, right?
Yeah, it's really great.
Yeah, he's another guy that I turned the corner on a while back. I used to hate him, and now I love him.
Who, Matt Riddle?
I love Matt Riddle now, man. He's great. Let's talk Raw.
Oh, yes, let's talk Raw and how
I have a hot take on Raw.
And how I was going to say that the Viking Raiders suck dick. I'm sorry, G1.
they fucking suck.
I don't even remember who they fought. That's how expendable they are. They have dragged those titles down so far. The Raw tag team division is nothing right now. Like, I can't.
Well, they've mopped up everybody. That's their claim. Their claim is they mopped up everybody.
Goldberg mopped up everybody. And Goldberg was a fucking star.
Yeah. I'm just
the
saying,
Viking experience.
Currently, the Viking.
They've mopped up a lot of jobbers.
What's the Raw tag teams right now? The Club.
Okay.
They have all three tag teams, and let's keep it a buck.
Let's keep it a buck. The club be losing.
That's their claim to fame is they lose all the time. But they got them going in the team. Well, hold on. Before you name any other guys, so we said the Street Profits,
Zach Ryder,
the Club, and the Viking Experience are all fighting each other right now.
Apparently.
So that
Street
shit
Profits
sucks
to them.
Yeah.
Because the Street Profits are the middlemen because they're like, we want to push them so they're not getting pinned, but they're in three-way losing matches with these guys.
Are getting jumped by the club
instead of them just pushing those guys because they don't want to, I guess, take the titles off the Viking Experience for whatever reason.
But to be honest, there hasn't been anybody as imposing as the Viking Experience.
But a tag team doesn't. A team does not have to be imposing.
Well, there's also another tag team, the club, too.
Who?
AOP.
Yeah.
Well, they just came back, though.
Yeah, but, I mean, they're...
They have another
imposing.
Hat.
Well...
Oh, yeah, I would have wanted...
Until they turn on Seth, yes.
Before they started wearing suits, I thought that they could have been in the title picture
for the tag team titles.
But now they're not going to get gold with suits on.
But you don't think so?
But check this out. If Seth is really...
I don't think that's their goal right now.
They don't wrestle in suits.
No, but I'm saying I don't think their goal right now is gold.
Oh, yeah. No.
It's just bodyguards
right now. But remember,
they're
now part of a faction with two other people.
And that's what I'm going to say because I feel like if Seth's goal is to make wrestling better... He's forced to be the guy. He's forced to make this company better. why wouldn't he put his tag team division with Gold? Why wouldn't he put himself with Gold?
Well,
why?
That's if we see that. We would have to see if he gives a fuck about his team, or if it's Seth.
Like, they would need to pull like an Undisputed Era on Raw.
Yeah,
like they would.
I was thinking that. Absolutely,
get all the gold.
Everybody need a belt.
Yeah.
And everybody interferes in everybody's match to make sure they all win.
Yep.
But super that's why healing. I looked at them less like that and more like they were trying to do the fucking
who's
inner
the new
circle
guy?
Shit.
Buddy Murphy. Yeah.
Oh, Buddy Murphy.
Yeah,
and
dope.
And
dope.
Also because they just stole the fucking storyline that AEW just did.
Yeah, with the inner circle.
They did the exact same storyline.
Oh, with Moxley?
Yeah, because they tried to recruit Moxley and now they recruited fucking Buddy Murphy.
I thought
but they
Buddy
got
Murphy just came on his own, didn't he?
They had to accept them. I'm not saying that they put out a recruitment thing. I'm saying they did a cheap, lazy version what AEW just did with their shit.
Little sign up sheet and catering. Who wants to join Seth Rollins and AOP?
I didn't even see any of that. I just saw all of a sudden he just.
Oh, I didn't see it either. The only thing I saw on Raw was the horrendous continuation of the Lana, Bobby Lashley and Rusev angle.
I'm
so tired of that damn thing. And then they put Liv Morgan in the middle
of this. This is my hot take. Are they going to waste and ruin the Liv Morgan rebrand by throwing her in this fucking shit with Lana and Bobby?
Yeah.
And well,
that's
well, she said that they were lovers, right?
And the worst part about it is it's not. And Liv's not the reason why it's trash. It's Lana. Lana is terrible.
Yeah. No, WWE is the reason that it was trash because why is
but,
this the storyline?
Okay, it's a terrible story.
Yes.
And it's you have terrible, terrible execution from Lana. Lana's bad.
Terrible story, but
Lana
the
is,
outfit that
Lana's
she had.
Annoying.
She's beautiful.
The outfit
I love
that
Lana.
She came out in.
Talking about Liv or Lana?
Liv. Last Raw.
Oh, yeah.
When she broke up the wedding, when
Liv
she had the half,
bad, though.
The
oh,
half
yeah.
suit,
oh,
half
yeah.
thing. Yeah. yeah, like they could have did like a two-faced thing with her. Where like
her rebrand is gonna be ruined because of this shit.
Because she's automatically associated with this garbage.
Yeah.
You know. But honestly, I think of the women's storyline, I think Becky Lynch and Asuka got a good thing going. You know.
Yeah.
Because well, Becky Lynch is saying.
But Becky Lynch has been a top female story.
Right.
And
Becky
and
right now, the story is
no.
She hasn't had a rival. God damn, until Asuka. Until Asuka. So right now, I mean, the fact that they are making this like a Royal Rumble show, I mean, that's huge stakes right there, you know?
Yeah.
I like it. I think
Asuka's losing to Becky at the Rumble.
Yeah.
I don't think Becky's dropping the strap officially until Mania.
See, I like Becky as a chaser. Yeah, she needs to chase for a little bit. She's held the belt, has had some success defending it.
I don't know
it.
If I want to see her chase it. If she draw, I don't want to see her chase it.
I thought she was a good chaser.
Well, no, but okay,
I want to see her have a breakdown and go heel again. Because if she loses to Asuka, then you have the person who
what
she
if
said,
she joins Seth in the AOP?
The person. That would be horrible.
I don't know.
Are they going to be the king and queen of Raw?
The mother and messiah of Raw?
The man and the messiah?
But you know, she's saying that Asuka is the only one who has her
that's
number.
That's future
so
creative
saying,
right there.
Even
watch.
Even if you don't make her 61
heel, minutes on episode 164.
To make her have like a breakdown because she beat her and then she beat her again. And now she took the gold from
well,
her. So it would be Asuka 2 belts.
Raw had did show a slight breakdown in Becky Lynch because she took the miss to the face.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah,
and,
again.
And she just kind of went all out. She's like, come hell or high water, if I lose, I'm taking you with me. You know, and so she lit a fire, which is nice. So it's just going to be interesting to see how it pans out. I honestly...
Because the bigger thing would be for her to win it back at Mania. You're saying for her to hold it until Mania, but if she loses it to Asuka and wins
chaser.
It back...
She's a good chaser. When
yeah,
she was
at Mania.
When she was Becky Badass...
To lose it for 2 months?
Yo, but when she was Becky Badass, she was a badass. She wasn't necessarily a heel. You know?
Yeah, when you liked Becky, she didn't have no belts.
I like her without or with it. She don't need to have it.
I know, but right when on. You started loving her, she didn't have no belts.
That's yeah. just how I feel about it.
She
no,
had
I,
a bloody face
it.
And no belts.
We're going to see what happens when where it goes. I mean.
Mm-hmm. Time will tell.
Yeah.
Because we're almost on the road to WrestleMania. Or
we are on the road. Okay. And it is not that far-fetched to see Becky Lynch join that faction. It is
it
not
really
that far-fetched.
Ain't. I think that's dope. I think it's going to be hot.
I wouldn't think that WWE would put the real life relationship people together. I know that's what they're known
I'm
to
like
do.
Lusa, Rusev, but I'm like, and Lana.
Yeah, but they separated.
That's a garbage fire.
But they separated them, if you didn't notice, because Seth was fucking declining and the fans stopped liking him. Because they were having them backstage, like, canoodling and shit. Like,
canoodling.
For real. Like, canoodling. They was doing that. When have you seen Becky Lynch and Seth cross paths on the episode of Raw now? They don't. They're keeping them separate. Shit, they don't want that Seth Rollins stench on their main chick.
That's gross. That's nasty.
Take a shower, Seth.
Go away. God. Get injured. Be out for 8 months.
Damn. Jeez. Yeah. Come on.
What in the fuck, man?
No.
Salty ass rock.
That might have been too far.
You're a salty stone right now.
And actually, I was one of the main advocates of Seth getting injured when he was injuring everyone.
Damn. Well, because we all agree, like, Seth was trash, too. Like,
still
Seth,
is trash.
You know?
No, that move was trash. I'm like, stop throwing people.
The buckle bomb. Yeah.
Like, because he was doing it outside. That's how he injured Finn, was when he threw him up against the barricade. And he injured Sting in the corner. And it's like, so when he got his knee fucked up, when he tried to do the power bomb, remember?
Yeah, against Kane?
Yeah, that was a well-deserved karma, because Seth was out here fucking people up.
The universe spoke. But you know what, though? I think Architect Seth, whatever Seth, Messiah Seth, you know, because it's cool to like a bad guy, right?
One glove Seth. He's so fucking trash.
One glove Seth. It's cool to like a bad guy right
now. I'm just waiting
now
for, like, the blonde highlight to come back.
No, it's going to be, like, a red highlight, because he represents Raw.
Oh, jeez.
Some shit like that.
See, I'm waiting for the blonde highlight to come back slowly.
Like, yeah.
Because
Seth
hasn't been... He still has the Burn It Down theme.
Wait, didn't Seth lose to The Fiend? So what did he revert back to? What did he revert back to?
That's heel Seth.
Heel Seth.
Oh, that's his reversion?
Yeah. Man.
He's always been better.
I mean, it's the same thing. Like, J&J Security, like, now he's got the AOP. Like, he reverted back to his old group. Seth hasn't been shit since he stopped wearing the Power Ranger outfits.
Wow.
For real.
The Tron outfits?
Yeah, the full body, like, when he came out in the white one.
Like, the onesie with the arms cut off?
Yeah.
Right.
That's when Seth was at his most popular. Yeah, now he's back wearing jeans and fucking leathers.
And again, he's either a good chaser or a good heel. When he had the title, it's kind of trash.
Boring.
Yeah. Yeah. But
it was like, let's play with beach balls, everybody. Let's have fun. It's me. I'm Seth Rollins.
Seth freaking Rollins.
Yeah.
Speaking of beaches.
Don't ever freaking yourself.
Bash at the beach.
Hey, a special special episode of AEW Dynamite
with the Memphis wrestlers. No,
yes, sir.
That was a dark episode.
Yeah. I was watching Jeopardy.
Oh, wow,
this is now a Jeopardy podcast.
Was there a wrestler on there?
No.
Was there a wrestling
wrestler on Jeopardy?
They've had that before. I believe.
I realize that I thoroughly enjoy Jeopardy in my old age.
Because now you think you know shit. Now you try to answer the questions like, "Ooh, I know that."
I do, and I'm wrong a lot.
What is a hoe?
I always just bring out answers. I never put in the questions for them. I'm playing nobody.
What is a farm tool?
Yeah. I remember I saw that. There was a gif on Twitter about that guy.
Should I be doing this?
Never mind.
I don't know. What are you doing?
But wrestling is wrestling. Honestly, I think the best thing going on, I think I saw
NXT?
AEW is killing NXT right now, which is surprising. So, you gotta check out what's called. There was that opening four-way match against all the tag teams. That one was a fire match.
Oh yeah, it was the Elite versus the Young Bucks versus Santana and Ortiz versus Best Friends.
But
shit was crazy.
It wasn't the Elite. It was Adam Page and Kenny Omega as a team. They were a team.
Well, I mean, but he was. What am I trying to say? Adam Page wasn't like an original. I know he was original Bullet Club, but he wasn't Elite with the rest of them.
Well, the Elite
who
assumes that Omega and the Bucks.
Oh, that's right.
The original.
You're right.
Yeah,
I forgot about that.
It was fire match though.
That the Elite is the original Bullet Club.
No. Is that what you said? The original Elite is the Bucks and Omega.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking
because
I was thinking about Hangman Page. I'm like, I know he was Bullet Club with the rest of them, but was he Elite? He confirmed no.
Oh, yeah, because they're like
the elite
was like the Click.
Right.
So
exactly.
The Click formed NWO, but everybody in NWO wasn't the Click.
Correct.
There you go.
Absolutely.
Well, I mean, shout outs to them for getting the contract extended with TNT. I mean, That's pretty loud. I mean, that's
that's history. It's a nice little 3-year extension on a brand new brand.
Again,
like
another product to appreciate and to have an alternative for.
It's like, love them or hate them. Clearly, they ain't going nowhere. They only could get better. Somebody on Twitter who I was talking to had made the argument of, yeah, but their women's division needs to get better. I'm like, yeah, there's some room for improvement. But we weren't around for the beginning of fucking WWF. I know I wasn't. We weren't around for the beginning of WCW.
I was.
So, you know, there weren't like, this is the first time that we've ever been at the forefront of a major wrestling organization.
But I think every wrestling organization, you name it, you call it, there's always going to be, and I don't want to sound like a jerk about this, but people are always going to say the women's wrestling probably isn't the best.
Yeah.
You know,
and
I get it. Because the males do, you know, a little bit more high risk, more flashy, more physical type move.
Honestly, my biggest issue with AEW
is just what's out there.
Yeah, I mean, really, my biggest issue with AEW's women's division is the champion. That's my only problem.
Yeah, Riho, and plus Riho's not representing that title.
That's what I'm saying. Like they got a decent roster. It's just about how to work them.
I don't think Riho has a good roster.
Swole, Chris Statlander.
I just feel like it just needs to be more improved.
Yeah.
What's
the old girl that be out there with the Butcher and the Blade? What her fine ass?
The Bunny.
There's lots to do.
And then the fact that, you know, there's now like a faction for these women with the Nightmare Collective.
Oh, and I don't think they've ever had like women's factions. Except for
maybe some stuff in like TNA.
Yeah.
Impact.
And you had to click with Naomi, Tamina, and somebody else in WWE.
But that's just like two people.
It was Naomi, Tamina, and
Team
I think Sasha.
Or whatever.
Yeah, Sasha. Yeah. But it's like you don't see many women's factions.
Hiccup.
Yeah,
that's kind of a hiccup. They have the deathmatch wrestling legend Dr. Luther in their corner.
Oh yeah, that's crazy, bro. What did you think of the? And I meant to ask you this, Neo. What did you think of the 6-man match with the return of the Bang Man? DDP.
You know what? For being up there in age, he did his thing.
Okay, thank you. That's all I'm saying.
The diamond
man.
Cutters weren't as diamondy.
They weren't. You know, they might be rocks now, but they still land.
Because he literally did like he cradled the neck and just kind of fell.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
But it's because I'm trying to say, like, I'm comparing a diamond cutter to an RKO that I see.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, he's always.
It's totally. It's got to be different.
But speaking of that, though, it's kind of looking like AJ's RKO.
Okay.
AJ's RKO was dope.
AJ's RKO was shitty compared to Orton's.
It was a falling RKO. Like, it felt like a.
But they're
Randy Orton's Clash.
Yeah, that was good too. Yeah.
That's actually pretty good.
That shit was dope.
Give it up to that.
He sucked at the pin, but the move itself was fucking dope.
We didn't talk about that, how these guys is on there stealing each other's moves and
yeah, it takes me back to when like the Usos and the New Day were feuding like back and forth for weeks. And they even said this on backstage where the Usos were like, "Well, we've done everything together," and then the Usos says, "Well, New Day, you do our moves, and then we'll do your moves." And I remember that. I remember that that episode. I forget where they did it, but I remember watching that. And I'm like, "Wow, there it is. Life finds a way."
It just harkening back to last episode with the with that Neo.
Yeah, for sure.
But
I want to see people steal each other's moves more. I thought that was a pretty cool.
It just made me think of playing wrestling games like back when you were playing. WCW versus.
I mean,
NWO
even
and stuff
even
like that,
now, I do that shit all the time.
When you could do somebody else's move, yeah.
Yeah, like, they got the move thief is a payback thing now. Like you earn that, and then
special
when you
ability.
Do it is dope. And it's funny because
all that back in the day with the 64, all you had to do was do their move. If I got a special, I can just do your move, bitch.
It's the same thing, but what happened? Is you earn the ability and you basically take that person's move list for a certain length of time. So it's not just finishes. Like if I turn on Move Thief, it does sound like some Game Shark shit, low key. Bro, yeah, damn, I forgot about the Game Genie. If you're playing with Adam Cole, I'm playing with Aleister Black. If I cut on Move Thief on you, I'm gonna be doing all of Adam Cole's moves for like 30 seconds. And it's dope as fuck. So if I catch a finisher, then I'm gonna finish the motherfucker off with the last shot with Aleister Black.
Speaking of finish him off,
yes, sir.
That's wrestling in a nutshell. I mean, again, there's a new women's or there's a new champion in Impact with Tessa Blanchard.
Yeah.
There's a new member of Seth Rollins' group with Buddy Murphy.
And there's a new signing to AEW's commentary team in the Human Suplex Machine.
That's right. So a bunch of new
stuff.
It's a new
man.
Year.
Yes, sir.
That means that Taz show may be on hiatus, but you know that Taz show doesn't exist. The only show that exists is Matt Mania Podcast.
Yeah, so you get more time to listen to Matt Mania Podcast while he's doing commentary on AEW.
Also, I don't remember if this happened in time for us to say anything about it last podcast, but I do want to say RIP to La Parca.
Oh, man.
Absolutely.
Oh, man.
Big bucket away.
God rest, man.
Yeah, so apparently they said that it's not the La Parca from WCW, but it's
the second gen.
But it's AAA.
La Parca for sure.
Because the La Parca from WCW just goes by La Parca now.
Yeah, La Parca.
He's gonna retire even using that. He said.
Yeah.
He's gonna what?
He's not even gonna use that anymore. He's not gonna use that name, that version of it anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, he's not gonna use it anymore because of
out of respect. Just,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so
which
that's gonna
good on
be.
Him. But yeah, there's lots of new stuff coming out, and I think another way to end this podcast for like some of the local maniacs.
Well, we're gonna end it with a snack of the week.
And
well,
a barrel,
I'm sorry,
if you got one.
We'll get there. So let me cue up to that. Let's end the wrestling segment with this. For all the local maniacs, please be sure to check out all the local wrestling that's been happening. We had the opportunity.
We went to a lot of local wrestling shows.
We got to go to Party Hard Wrestling. They showed love. That was fun.
I missed the Party Hard show. I wanted to be there.
I repped it. So there was representation there.
That's what's up. I'll be at the next
Championship
one.
Wrestling from Arizona.
CWFAZ, my family over there.
Be sure to follow them. Be sure to give them a like.
Much love to Watson, DJ Sparks.
Tell them Matt Mania sent you. So, it's a very, very diverse crowd.
Lion Navajo.
Lots of good stuff coming. And then and on top of that, it's I don't want to call it being oversaturated, but I'm saying there's lots more diversity now because IZW is coming out with the show. I don't know when Zealot's going to come out with a show.
Yo,
but
there wasn't
there.
Even no seats there when we went there. It was
so many
people there.
We
so
had
go,
to make our seats.
Go to, when you go there, tell them Matt Mania sent you. They might give you a seat.
That's what I'm saying.
So be on the lookout for Championship Wrestling from Arizona, Party Hard Wrestling, Arizona Wrestling Federation, Zealot Pro Wrestling, the other one, IZW.
Absolutely.
So be on the lookout for local shows, Matt Maniacs, and if you see us, come holla.
Yeah.
Too sweet.
Wherever you are, support your local shows. Absolutely. Those of you back home, fuck with freelance. That's my shit.
Yeah, so let's keep it a buck. Let's keep showing love to our local shows. Matt Maniacs, thank you once again for joining us on behalf of Rock Knowledge, T-Call, the magnificent G1, the producer to the rescue.
Are you closing out when we still said we got two more segments?
That is the end of the wrestling segment.
He cleaned that up real quick.
He forgot.
Like
he has a
I
contact.
Like
he forgot mid closing.
That's hilarious.
Let's kick it over to our snacks specialist.
Well, I'll do the burial, which the burial was already touched on or whatever. So Rock can either take care of that or whatever, which would be the new Impact champion. You said there's a...
I don't want to talk about that, puta.
No?
Not on the airwaves.
Neo, did you have some facts that you wanted to spew about her? Because you asked us if we checked into that.
I just think everybody's got an opinion right now. Again, I just feel like...
So use your Googles?
Yeah, use your Googles. In the wake of the situation, it went as far as people on... or wrestling promotions on Twitter were publicly pulling Tessa's bookings.
Publicly.
So, yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Damn.
It was public, so.
That's kind of petty.
Is it, though?
But damn, you got to publicly do it?
Yeah, they blasted it all over Twitter.
Because I'm sure she would have talked about it eventually, but I don't know if it was professional for the companies themselves to do that.
They're just trying to jump the gun to, separate themselves from any
drama
that would have brought them.
Yeah.
For people that, if there is an issue for people that... either boycott those promotions or not want to go to them.
I'm so conflicted on all this, man, because it just seemed like...
I can say this, good for Impact for making a woman their world champion.
That's absolutely. I think that was a ballsy move, regardless of who it was.
But even there was an article even put out why Tessa wasn't even signed to WWE, and it's because of her attitude. It's because of her sportsmanship. It's because
she got some issues, clearly.
It's because her attitude is as big as her chin. people are saying. So there's lots of talk out there.
Attitude's as big as your chin.
Damn. Nice chin, sturdy
chin.
Oh,
she got that Blanchard chin.
Yeah. But, I mean, you can even check.
I approached a slight grin.
You can even check online that like the, mad TV the person face. Who she made the slur against, she even put out a statement, La Rosa Negra. She put out a statement in regards to the wake of the situation.
So, excuse me, Neo, before you, are you about to read something?
No, I'm
a
not.
A statement?
I'm just saying it's out there.
Oh.
So you should definitely is this research that.
Is this the same issue that the guys were talking about in the chat?
We talked about it briefly.
And about somebody spitting in somebody's face and all that stuff. Was this?
That was part of the Testa situation.
Okay.
Yeah. That was part of it. Yeah, yeah. And see, once you get into like the whole spitting in face and shit, then that's, yeah.
I saw something about someone holding the women's locker room hostage.
Well, yeah, there was a lot of female wrestlers saying, like, you pinned us down. Tessa pinned us, you know, or Tessa pigeonholed us. Tessa did this, Tessa did that. Tessa politic for herself to be on top.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying?
That's deep.
And this isn't Rob's chick, right?
No. This ain't either one of Rob's
chicks.
He said this is neither one of the. What's Rob's chick's names?
You got Katie Forbes, and you got some blonde.
And some blonde.
Yeah.
No, she's engaged to get married to Daga. He's a Mexican wrestler, luchador.
The Tessa chick?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Tessa, get your shit together.
Please do.
Give her a dong.
Oh, yeah.
Give her a dong.
Sure, she gets enough of that.
No, she's getting the dong that she don't want right now. You've been buried.
Okay. That's funny.
All right, we're going to get into snack of the week real quick.
Yeah,
Rock,
yeah,
let's go,
real
man.
Quick before we get out of here tonight so we can cut this short at 80 minutes, which I was trying to avoid.
It's cut off time for us anyway.
Yeah. Rock's snack of the week for this week's show is going to go out to Tinashe.
Hey.
T-I-N-A-S-H-E.
She does have a new album out in stores. She is a tasty morsel.
Photos?
Photos.
I want...
On your phone?
I mean, IG feed.
I love Tinashe.
Tinashe, American singer-songwriter?
I think she has some beautiful skin. I just feel like she's too skinny, bro. That's my only issue.
Why are you shaming her?
I'm not shaming her. You know I just like the
thickness, you know,
man.
We love the plus size BBWs
not even,
and all that stuff.
Not even so much of a plus size. She ain't got to be stupid.
No, I'm saying
thick.
Here we're all advocates of that. Rock
That's
knowledge.
That's true.
The snack of the year was Nia Jax.
Yeah.
So,
like,
you know.
Like, I think Tinashe
also likes his skinny morsels as well.
It's a couple of them that do get a pass.
She's, I like a wide range.
She's one of the few of the smaller chicks that get a pass. Like,
he likes a moose boosh.
She's sexy as hell. And she has a.
And she looks like
she
has
a
nice
new
moose boosh.
She has a new single produced by a hitmaker that's about to drop. I think called Naked
Berg.
Hitmaker.
Where, Naked. Yeah, very,
what up, Berg?
Very nice video. And, yeah, what up, Chi-Town?
And he also likes the full.
There it is. 80 minutes in Chi-Town reference.
Hey, you started.
Somebody just won Matt Mania Bingo.
No, he said freelance, so that was another Chicago reference.
Freelance
wrestling.
But
only
hey,
one of the biggest promotions out there.
We are going to get out of here. We're going to get right into the Patreon only episode. Matt Maniacs, thank you for riding with us each and every week.
Okay.
On behalf of the rest of the boys,
on Victory.
This is the Matt Mania podcast. Remember to always keep your shoulders
off the mat, you punk motherfucker.
And this concludes the burial snack segment.
All right, cut it.